Hello, everyone. Welcome to our weekly podcast as we look towards Sydney racing. Paul Joyce is away this week, so we've been joined by our regular Saturday man, Ron Duffersey. Hello to you, Ron.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew.
Looking forward to this. Hopefully the weather stays away. They're still saying a few showers Saturday morning in Sydney, but let's just push it away because this track shouldn't be too bad.
I must emphasise that I'm doing the form on a dead track. We've had, you know, pretty good weather, and like you say, there's that slight chance of some rain on Saturday morning, which will hurt my form, but I'm working on pretty well a dead track, to tell you the truth.
All right, well, let's have a look at two races in Sydney and two in Melbourne. We start with the big one in Sydney at Randwick, the George Main, a field of 10, and the interesting player, I guess, here, Ron, is Panzer Division, the three-year-old with 50.5 on its back.
Yeah, geez, it's hard to line him up, Andrew. He's a three-year-old who, obviously, with the light weight, who adds a lot of interest to this race, and the form around him is solid. But let's face it, it's his first racing preparation. It has to be a huge ask. You know, I will have him in the numbers somewhere, but I find it hard to tip him on top. I think it's Chris Waller again here. Just Sacred Falls has just had that third up look about him all the way through. He's a big-time Randwick mile performer where he won the Doncaster third up last preparation. Zach Purton's the right man for the job. He's got a barrier here beautifully in one where he'll just cuddle up a little bit closer than normal. And I think it'd be awfully hard to beat Sacred Falls in the George Main.
Okay. Have you got any main threats to Sacred Falls?
Well, Royal Descent, I think the stablemate's a danger. Mm-hmm. Both runs back have been very good, and she's also got that, you know, that third up residual fitness on her side now. And although she hasn't won in a while, I'm convinced she's come back better than ever. Lucia Valentina, she's fresh blood. She was just too good winning first up the tramway. It was a heavy 10 that day, but she does have that X factor there, and obviously Karen McAvoy, I'm suggesting, jumps off Royal Descent to keep the ride on Lucia Valentina and pans the division, you know, just with the three-year-old factor, which must go into probably the quaddies as well. I was thinking 1-6. 7 and 10 in what was an intriguing little race.
Yeah, it certainly is the George Main. One of the other highlight races on Saturday there is the Shorts, race 8 over the speedy 1,100 metres. A mixture here, Ron, of horses that have had runs and horses that are having, you know, their fresh runs, like Sessions, who's been trialling pretty good.
Yeah, he certainly is, isn't he? He's probably one of the best trialers going round at the moment, but he may be meaning his match here with his favourite Terra Vista, who just looks a serious racehorse. He's a winner of 7 from 10. He was terrific winning the Show County first up. That form out of that race with In Cahoots going so well in Melbourne last week, and Bull Point running well in Sydney. So that form reads well on paper. Just back in distance to 1,100 is always some concern, but Joe Pride's given him a little freshen up and back to the trials, and I think he's the horse to beat Terra Vista. Sessions is his danger, number two. He's had two trials, and he brilliantly won this race last year, so he's ready to go again here. I thought the other chances, if the track's dry, this horse Whittington, I reckon he's going really, really well for Chris Waller. I've liked these two trials, and he's capable of causing an upset. And Sessions, the stablemate Safeguard, who's just had that little setback a couple of weeks ago with a temperature, but these two trials have also been very good. And he's a good fresh performer, winning 3 from 4 first up. So he's included as well. I like the favourite, but 2, 8 and 4 are snapping at his heels.
Righto, so 3, 2, 8 and 4 are our numbers there. And going back to the George Main, the numbers, Ron, including at this stage 1, 6, 7 and 10. Now, slightly different than the norm, but we're just going to look at Melbourne as well, Ron, given that they've got a really strong program. The Underwood is the feature race here. We're sort of screaming out for a wait for age horse, aren't we, going into this stage of the spring?
Yeah, we certainly are. You know, look, Dissident's already put his hand up.
Yeah. And maybe horses that run in the George Main for Chris Waller will continue to step up as well.
Yeah, maybe. You know, and maybe it's going to be a three-year-old showing them up with Panzer Division, or maybe it's a mare, you know, like Lucia Valentina. Yeah. You know, they could step, put their hand up straight away there on Saturday. But looking at this race, the Underwood, I think the proven way to go is has to be the bottom one, Silent Achiever. She has that form around Dissident in the Memsie first up. I thought it was a very, very nice return. Her second up form reads better than her first up form. She's drawn beautifully for Damien Oliver, who's in career best form, and I'm happy to go with her. I think Stipulates a bit of an X factor there. I thought his first up win was so dominant there at Caulfield. First up 1700, he had that race in his control a long way out, and he did beat Brambles, who's franked that form to a certain extent. Up to weight for age here is a question mark, but I'm not underestimating Stipulate here. Other chances to Ladari and Star Rolling, only because there's a query with the speed of this race,
and they
have good barriers. Ladari, I can see racing much closer, and like Star Rolling, won't have a horse like the Queen of the Chase here. So 10.9.6.7 for me.
10.9.6.7 there. And the other race that we thought we'd look at, Ron, is the Naturalism. They've got a competitive dozen, and they basically all need to win to guarantee themselves a start in the Caulfield Cup. They're all vulnerable.
Yeah, I think Spillway's the one, though, isn't he? He looks to have come back really well. He's got Caulfield Cup written all over him. His two runs back have been great. He won third up last preparation at Randwick, where he was impressive. He handles all types of conditions. Look, it's his first pack up, but David wouldn't be doing it unless he was happy with the way he's done during the week. So Spillway's on top for me. I think Our Voodoo Prince is an improver. Drier track last time, he went much better. He's one for one on this track and distance, and he's a good horse. Other chances, well, I don't know what Team Hawks are doing with Entirely Platinum, but he does get on-pace favours in a race like this. And Bonfire is an up-and-coming from the Waterhouse stable, another horse that could roll forward and give himself some favours on the speed. Speed map's a bit funny here, but 1-4, 3-5 for me.
1-4, 3-5 at this stage. Entirely Platinum, of course, in both Sydney and Melbourne. Keep an ear on Sky Sports Radio and, of course, on the Twitter service. You'll get news on that as well over the next 24, 48 hours. Thank you, Ron, for filling the boots of Paul Joyce there with some thoughts for the feature racing in Sydney and Melbourne. And you'll be on air, of course, with us live from 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffersey, our form analyst. Good luck over the weekend from Sky Sports Radio.